Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 18th of July, 2011. For those of you who've followed these podcasts, I apologise for the gap of a week since our last recording, but I was on holiday. However, I'm back now and looking forward to sharing with you some more from the Psalms of Ascent. The Psalms of Ascent are Psalms 120 to 134, and we've been preaching through them in the Northwest London Christian Church, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Verse 5 of Psalm 130 is where we are up to, and it reads, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. The psalmist is more at peace now. He began the psalm with a deep cry from the depths, conscious of his sin, very burdened by it, but then trusting God for forgiveness in verse 4. Now he's in perhaps a slightly more peaceful place, having reassured himself of God's forgiveness. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like waiting for things particularly. Yesterday I was flying back from Dublin, and our flight was delayed by an hour. It was very annoying, and not only that, but when we arrived, the aircraft arrived over Heathrow, we were again put in a holding pattern for some time, circling the airport for quite some time, and arrived considerably later than we had planned. We don't like waiting. I didn't enjoy that. And neither did all the people who were lined up to board earlier. They not only were there half an hour before the original time for boarding, but they were still there an hour later, standing there, looking very uncomfortable, wanting to be first in line. We don't generally like waiting. However, some waiting has a kind of delight attached to it. For example, we've all witnessed the painful delight of children as their birthday approaches, and the perhaps more exquisite delight of the waiting for the wedding day for an engaged couple. Their waiting only increases the delight of the special day when the waiting is over. And I think this is the kind of waiting experienced by the psalmist, not a negative waiting, but a positive one. For example, if we think about Psalm 5, verses 2 and 3, he says, Listen to my cry for help, my God and my King, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. Wait in expectation, not wait in a vain, vague hope, not wait in desperation, but wait in expectation. So when we pray and we lay our requests before the Lord, then it's good for us to remember who we're waiting for. As it says in verse 5 of Psalm 130, we're waiting for the Lord, not for somebody who's inconsistent or unreliable. We're waiting for him. We know that it is also my soul, as he says in verse 5. It's my soul that I am putting consciously in a submissive waiting mode for God. And I know that the reason I'm doing this is because I believe in the teaching and promises of God's word. It's in his word I put my hope. Now that, with those attitudes, with that understanding, then when we pray and wait, we can pray and wait in expectation. We know that we can have hope because of the nature of God. I wonder perhaps if we reflect enough on the promises of God's word. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why we don't have as much hope as we could. And perhaps why we don't pray with as much expectation as we could. Perhaps if we reflected more on the promises of God's word, we would have a stronger sense of hope. For example, one of my favourite passages is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a seal and a guarantor of our inheritance. The promised Holy Spirit. What a wonderful promise. Now that would be well worth meditating on that promise. And perhaps then if I meditated on that, I'd have more a sense of hope. In his word, I put my hope. Why not this week take some time to read some of the promises of God's word and meditate on them, and then take that to God. Let's wait for the Lord as our soul waits for him in eager expectation. Let's put our hope in his word, and I believe that the wait will be worthwhile. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 6. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.